Random House Audio presents The Triple Agent, The Al-Qaeda Mole Who Infiltrated the CIA, by Joby Warwick. Read for you by Sunil Malhotra. All warfare is based on deception. Sun Tzu. Prologue. Khost, Afghanistan. December 30, 2009. For 10 days, the CIA team waited for the mysterious Jordanian to show up. From gloomy mid-December through the miserable holidays, the officers shivered under blankets, retold stale jokes, drank gallons of bad coffee, and sipped booze from styrofoam cups. They counted distant mortar strikes, studied bomb damage reports, and listened for the thrum of Black Hawk helicopters ferrying wounded. And they waited. Christmas morning arrived on a raw wind, and still they sat. They picked at gingerbread crumbs in the packages sent from home and stared at the ceramic nativity figurines one of the officers had set up in lieu of a tree. Then it was December 30, the last dregs of the old year and the 10th day of the vigil, and finally came word that the Jordanian agent was on the move. He was heading west by car through the mountains of Pakistan's jagged northwestern fringe, wearing tribal dress and dark sunglasses, and skirting Taliban patrols along the treacherous highway leading to the Afghan frontier. Until now, no American officer had ever seen the man, this spectral informant called Wolf, whose real name was said to be known to fewer than a dozen people, this wily double agent who had penetrated Al-Qaeda, sending back coded messages that lit up CIA headquarters like ball lightning. But at about 3 p.m. Afghanistan time, Humam Khalil al-Balawi would step out of the murk and onto the fortified concrete.